This is part 7 of topic 7. The first illustrative item is the diminution of sporting performance caused by irrelevant distractions before and during a competition. Each athlete has a set of finite resources that can be applied to a performance. This is what we call the finite capacity. Each time attention is diverted to irrelevant cues over which the athlete has no control, performance will be degraded. The level of performance degradation is governed by the amount of distractions and cannot be recovered. In this diagram, the top box is used to illustrate the finite capacity of an athlete. Now, that capacity will differ with each competition that is pursued. But on any given day, there are a set of resources and no more that can be applied to a competition. The second box takes the same amount of resources and indicates that there are some items that have to be adhered to for contest organization. They do consume resources. But if they're kept to a minimum, then the remaining resources is the maximum performance capability of an athlete. The third box shows the same contest overhead, but what happens when irrelevant activities occur at pre-competition? The resources of preparation are reduced by the amount of irrelevant distractions. Those diminished resources that are applied to relevant cues reduce the level of performance. This schematic can be used to explain to athletes and to demonstrate to them how important it is that they are not distracted, and also how important it is to prepare everything in the pre-competition stage, particularly at competition sites, so that they will enter competitions performing according to the middle box on this particular page. On the next page in the workbook is an example of a pre-competition strategy. This is for a cross-country runner, a very, very fine national United States school goal champion. There are three columns on the strategy planning sheet. The primary behaviors are the things that this gal wanted to achieve and do all the time preparing for competitions. But perchance some of those didn't work. The coping behaviors indicate the secondary preparatory activities, so that if a primary behavior doesn't work, the coping behavior is instituted in its place. Both the primary and the coping behaviors should lead to the outcomes which are stipulated by the athlete. Now, if you look down the outcomes column, even though there are brief words that are in this column, they indicate the stages and steps of the development of getting ready for a competition that this athlete needs to go through to be in the best readiness state possible to compete. Those outcomes, indeed, are a recipe of what this athlete wants to experience preparatory to doing a very fine competitive performance. In the primary behaviors column towards the bottom are two items which are in there that have underlined titles. The delay routine is what this athlete will do if the unusual circumstance of a delay prior to the start of the event occurs. The advance routine is what the athlete will do if suddenly the starting time of the event is brought forward. These are rare occurrences, but nevertheless, if they did happen and the athlete followed the activities which are developed here, they would be better prepared than most athletes. So this is a section of a completed warm-up and mindset strategy, the sort of thing that happens when the individual is away from the competition site or in the earlier stages at a competition site. The second strategy planning sheet looks at the competition build-up routine that occurs immediately before the start of an event. It once again has primary behaviors, coping behaviors, and outcomes. The outcomes depict the feelings and activities that this athlete wants to experience so that when the competition starts, they will feel the best prepared state that they could possibly have on that day. You'll see that the primary behaviors also include things like positive self-talk, isolating from distractions, keeping lots of physical activity going, paying attention to such things as nutrition and hydration, using an emotional and physical activities as the competition gets closer, when excitedness gets level, and those activities produce a form of self-control. These elements illustrate what has been discussed in this particular topic, and I cannot stress enough that primary coping behaviors and outcomes are three important factors in strategies. To eliminate one, such as coping behaviors, or not to define the outcomes, makes the other activities virtually ineffective. This is a case that you either do this correctly, or perhaps it's not worthwhile doing at all. This ends the discussion of how champions prepare themselves for competitions.